moving forward safely now, making their way out to the mound. All right, Kenzie, let's see what you got, girl.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
Two ball games in the books in 2024 for the Rockhounds and manager Gregorio Petit. And the guy's a really good start. Hounds with a 3-2 victory opening night, and that one got right down to the wire. Last evening, boy, Rockhounds just basically slowly but surely ran away. Jack Winkler gave the Rockhounds a 3-0 lead on a 3-run home run. And when all was said and done, Hounds using the long ball very much to their advantage as they win the ballgame 7-1 with six of the runs coming via the long ball. Cooper Bowman went 2-for-5, had an absolute laser home run. It was a line drive that went down the left field line at 402 feet. Cooper went 2-for-5 with three runs batted in. But Colby Thomas was off the charts. He went 4-for-5, solo home run. And the one time he went out, got absolutely flat out, not hometown. And he got robbed on a brilliant play by Tommy Sacco Jr. at third base on a diving backhanded catch. So Colby easily could have gone 5-for-5, but 4-for-5 of the home run last night. JT Ginn, 5 very solid innings for the win. Pitching has been really strong in this series, giving up 3 runs total, 2 of them coming on a wind-aided home run. So the Rockhounds winning the first 2 ball games of this series and doing it by a 10-3 total count. And of the runs in this game, or in the series, excuse me, those 10 runs, 8 have come by way of home runs. Game number 3 of this 3-game set. Rockhounds have won this series, which is a nice way to start, that's for certain. But the Rockhounds and the Hooks meeting this early evening, late afternoon, take your pick. JT Ginn went last night, as we mentioned. Ryan Cusick, who, like JT, came over to the A's in a high-profile trade. Really going to be anxious to watch both of them this season. And Ryan Cusick, we saw some flashes of what this big, tall right-hander can do. And he'll get the baseball for the first time on the year, top 25 prospect for the A's. He faces an absolutely fascinating young man. 21 years old, Jose Plaiuti is a right-hander. He will make not only his double-A debut, he has not yet pitched above the single-A level and is in just his third professional season and just his second full year. He's a top-10 prospect for the Astros. Should be an interesting matchup, to say the least. Texas League Baseball is crazy, we'll tell you when our Budweiser pregame show continues.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
This ball game is the only evening game on the Texas League docket. 3 games are in the books, and one is just about to go final at Northwest Arkansas Springdale. And it has been a really intriguing opening weekend, and perhaps nowhere more than Hodgetown in Amarillo. San Antonio today completed a 3-game sweep of the Sod Poodles. They won 18-5 last night to the Missions at Amarillo. And in that game, the Mission scored 18 runs on 10 hits, and Amarillo pitching walked 14 batters. That is a miserable Saturday night at Hodgetown. going to give you another stat on the other side of our national anthem as this opening weekend continues. Let's take you downstairs now. A very young lady with a singing the Star Spangled Banner. For those of you among our audience who are musicians, I don't know about you. I didn't think there was any way she was going to hit every note in that, and she did. Bless her heart. Man, that was cool. I don't know the age because I'm awful at guessing that, but, wow, that was a young lady, and that was bravely and nicely done. One game not yet in the books. Tulsa is leading Northwest Arkansas in the last of the ninth inning with two out, 12-9 at Springdale. If Tulsa wins that game, how about this for a stat? Home teams, as these two teams take the field, home teams this weekend are a combined 1-13. 1-13. The Hounds would love to add to that. First pitch of the ball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud. The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Bright sunshine this afternoon, a little bit of a cloud cover, but right now the sun has pretty well broken through, so the teams are playing under Ma Nature's light as Jacob Wilson will stand in, 80 degrees, and the breeze right about where it has been, just a tinge under 20 miles an hour. Here is Jose Playudi, here is Jacob Wilson, and here's our first pitch. My goodness, we are ready to go. Sails up high for ball one. Jacob, right-handed hitting shortstop, leads it off to the Rockhounds in this series finale. Jose Playudi, 21-year-old, and this ball driven into left field, but it's going to go right into the glove of Cerny, the left fielder moving over, and Logan will put that away for the out. So Jacob Wilson might have gotten jammed on that just a little bit and lines out to left field. So one up and one down for Cooper Bowman. Mentioned had the big game last night. My goodness, there have been two home runs. Among those, the Hounds have hit in this series that have been just remarkably impressive, and Cooper had one of them last night. Playudi, the no-wind-up motion, first delivery swung on and missed. Good breaking pitch, 0-1 to Cooper. Colby Thomas, who, boy, had the night, he was the man of the match, as they used to say in hockey last night. He went 4-for-5, pitched to Cooper, looped in the air. This is playable, first base side for J.C. Correa, and he tucks it away. J.C. just joining the club today. And he makes that play in foul territory, so two up and two down in this inning. And here's Colby Thomas, the left fielder. Denzel Clark is on deck. He'll bat cleanup in center field. Denzel in center. Shane McGuire, late change for the Hounds. He will catch this afternoon in bat fifth. Shane McGuire catching. Flaherty with the first delivery. Good breaking pitch. Same delivery he started Cooper Bowman with, and a swing and a miss by Colby, 0-1. Brennan Malone will bat sixth. He is the first baseman, Brennan, at first base. 0-1 pitch is ripped. Left field going to hang up. Yep, it is. And there to make the play again is Cerny. Boy, Thomas absolutely scorched it, but within the reach of the left fielder, Logan Cerny, and he will tuck it away. So the Hounds go quickly here in the top half of the first inning. Jose Flaherty gets himself a 1-2-3 inning in his Double-A debut. Half inning in the books of the beach. And the Rock Hounds nothing with the hooks against right-hander Ryan Cusick coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Right-hander Ryan Cusick to the mound. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. He will face Tommy Sacco Jr., switch-hitting shortstop. He's had a very solid series. No score, bottom of the first inning. Ryan looks in, has a sign from Shane McGuire. First delivery at the outside corner at the knees. A little hesitation on the call from Austin Snow. Or check me, I'm sorry, Daniel Bythway behind home plate. 0-1 count to Tommy Sacco Jr. 3-for-7, couple of walks, couple of steals in the series. Swings and sends one foul wide of the third base coaching box, 0-2. Sacco moving to shortstop in this game, stays in the leadoff position. He's been there all series. Logan Cerny on deck. He's in left field. He was busy defensively in the top of the inning. Left fielder Logan Cerny batting second. Top prospect for the Astros, Jacob Melton, batting third. He moves to center field in this game. Jacob Melton in center. Cusick sends one down and in around the chute tops, and the count is 1-2 to Sacco. Colin Barber bats cleanup. He's in right field. Colin Barber is in right. Kennedy Corona moves to the 5 spot, the DH tonight. For this evening, Kennedy Corona batting 5th, designated hitter. 1-2 pitch, rolled towards the third base side. Jack Winkler is there, and his throw is in time. Backhanded by Brennan Malone. Tommy Sacco bounces out. Third base to first base, and again at the corners of the infield, Jack Winkler and Brennan Malone. And this one to the Hounds. We'll give you the deluxe tour in a moment. Chad Stevens batting sixth. He's the third baseman. Again, he and Sacco simply switched defensive positions. Stevens, the third baseman, batting sixth. Ryan Robleski behind the plate batting in the 7th spot. Robleski catching and batting 7th. Logan Cerny takes a pitch that got there outside half of the plate. Upper edge strike 0-1. Right-handed hitting left fielder is Cerny. Played in Friday night's opener, went 0-for-3, struck out 3 times. Straight away in the box and crowds the plate more than a little bit. Takes up and in for a ball, it's 1-1. J.C. Correa mentioned just joining the team, added to the roster today, is batting 8th at first base. J.C. Correa And Rolando Espinosa gets his first start. Second baseman, Rolando Espinosa batting ninth. Pitch is nubbed foul. I don't know if that might have gotten the catcher. I think it might have gotten Daniel Bythway, our home plate umpire. 0-1 to Jacob Melton. Or excuse me, 1-2. I'm sorry, 1-2 to Logan Cerny. Got ahead of myself. Melton on deck. Sacco, Cerny, and Melton up top. Barber, Corona, and Stevens in the middle of the order. And Robleski, Correa, and Espinosa round it out. Ryan Cusick, former Atlanta Brave farmhand, came over in the Matt Olson trade. Delivery is down and away, and the count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. I guess it is fair to pick up where we left off a year ago in saying that for Ryan, the number you look at really is bases on balls. Give you a bit of his stat line here in a moment from a year ago. 2-2, got him outside corner, breaking pitch of the knees, and Cerny can only walk away. Gorgeous pitch by Ryan Cusick. So two men down, first whiff of the ball game, and here is Jacob Melton, the left-handed hitter. With power and speed, he had a ground ball. I think it was the dribbler, if I recall, that it was JT Ginn made the play. Does that sound right? But, boy, nothing is routine. Hit on the ground with this guy. He is remarkably fast. Big, strong, athletic kid. Takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Talked about it, a tremendous combination of power and speed. Waggles that bat a little bit, has bright orange sweatbands on both wrists. Here's the 1-0 pitch and a swing and a miss. Boy, Cusick with a good, strong delivery inside part of the plate. Milton couldn't catch it. It's 1-1. Ryan, a year ago in 94 and a third innings for the Hounds, gave up only 83 hits. The opposition hit just 239 against him. His pitch tried to sneak one down on him, but it was a little low and inside, 2-1. Bases empty, 2 down, no score, bottom of the first inning. Hounds went quietly, 1-2-3. Ryan Cusick trying to do the same here in the home half of the first. A stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. In those 94 and a third innings, again, 83 hits. He had 84 strikeouts, so not quite a strikeout per inning, but he walked 57 batters. So the strikeouts to walks ratio was decidedly less than 2-1, and that's simply the number. Yeah, really talented kid. 2-2 pitch, foul back. So Melton stays in there with a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Ryan went 5-7 a year ago, 4.77 ERA, made 22 starts for the Hounds. Looks into the sign, hands right at the belt. No wind-up motion, the delivery, and a swing and a miss, and he got him. Jacob Melton out on strikes. Boy, and again, that was a good aggressive pitch. Little run on that delivery as well. And Melton, a swinging strike three. So, one inning in the books on this breezy but nice Corpus Christi afternoon. And both teams go in order. After one, Hounds and Hooks, no score.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We put a wrap-up on opening weekend here this Sunday afternoon at the beach. Rockhounds opening the season here. Won't come back until a quick three-gamer in mid-July, and then the last 6 games of the season. Mentioned this on Friday night, but boy, the schedule makers have a sense of humor, that's for sure. Guys will head for home right after this game, of course, and we remind you, and we'll fill in some of the blanks as we go, but the opening week is upcoming. Tuesday night is home opener with the Amarillo Sodpoodles, and they are going to be grumpy when they come to town. They have dropped 3 in a row, the San Antonio Missions, and let's see, the final numbers on that would have been 39 runs to, what, 39 runs to 10, something like that, 39 runs to, it was 39 to 14, got outscored at home, so Sod Poodles will be a grumpy defending Texas League champion. Rockhounds and Sod Poodles Tuesday through Sunday at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Denzel Clark leads it off against Jose Flaherty. First delivery, he takes a high strike. It's 0-1. Of course, Denzel at 6'5". There's a lot of strike zone there. Denzel, the center fielder, batting in the cleanup spot. I think we got through the top two-thirds of the order. We'll fill in the rest for you. Swing and a bouncer foul. Quick 0-2 count to Denzel, who has struggled to start the year. He's 0-9 with six strikeouts. Very high expectations for the young man from Pickering, Ontario. Pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count stays 0-2. And Shane McGuire on deck, the catcher. Brendan Malone, the first baseman, batting sixth. I think we got that far with Brendan in the sixth spot. Denzel waits, hands up high, bright orange batting gloves on both hands, and swings and misses. And well, it might have been a foul tip, but either way, he is out on strikes for the seventh time in 10 at-bats to start this year. And here's Shane McGuire. It was a late addition, a late change. Kind of wondered about it. Daniel Susak was originally on the lineup card, and double-checked it in clubhouse. He was on the original lineup card. That's a little unusual to catch 3 days in a row, at least in the minors. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1-0. So Shane McGuire, one of the returnees from a year ago. He plays some first base as well. Outstanding defensive catcher, by the way. So Shane gets his first appearance of the year. Left-handed hitter with a one ball, no strike count. Base is empty, one down. Top of the second, no score. Delivery from Flaherty just inside for a ball, 2-0. Caden Trinkle batting seventh in right field. Caden in right. Jack Winkler batting eighth at third base. Jack Winkler, the third baseman. 2-0 pitch, and that's inside, and that's ball three. And Jason Rosario rounds it out. He is the designated hitter, batting in the nine spot, Jason Rosario. McGuire waits. One would think he is taking all the way here. He is. Strike one, 3-1. So the top of the order is Wilson, Bowman, and Thomas. Middle third is Clark, McGuire, and Malone. And the bottom third is Trinkle, Winkler, and Rosario. Flaherty's pitch, boy, good strong fastball outside half of the plate, above the knees, full count, 3-2. Infield has Shane played pretty solidly to pull. 3-2 pitch, yep, takes down and away for a ball. So did not take the bat off the shoulder, basically, but didn't have to, and he is on base. Shane's strengths a year ago, drawing bases on balls, and he gets the walk here. So the game's first base runner comes on the walk to Shane McGuire. Here is Brendan Malone. Brendan Howe's first baseman played opening night, went 0 for 3, got on base on a hit by pitch, and a couple of strikeouts. Had a very solid year last year at the single-A level. Takes down and away for ball. Played for both the Stockton Ports and the Advanced A Lansing Lugnuts. And hit a very respectable 285. That's 17 home runs. Slightly open stance, knees flexed. Takes, that's a strike, good off-speed pitch. Really froze him at the plate. One ball and one strike to count to Malone. Hounds winning 3-2 opening night, 7-1 last night. Here's the stretch. Runner goes. Shane McGuire going at a high fly ball to left field. This is high and deep. This ball is going to be off the glove of Logan Cerny. And we'll see how that will be scored. Boy, if it's an error, that's a tough error, although he was there. Ball was hit basically to the wall in left field. And I would think, yeah, that's going to be a base hit. That was interesting. Shane McGuire, the base runner, and he was going. But he had to hold up, obviously, to see if that ball might be caught. But Brendan Malone got that to the base of the wall in left field, and that will go as a double, even though it kind of got off the glove of the left fielder, Cerny. So second and third, One man down, and here's Caden Trenkel, infield in for Corpus Christi. Big swing and a miss. Caden is late getting around, and the count 0-1. Caden Trenkel, 1-for-2. He had a good ball game, in fact, opening night at the dish. He was 1-for-2 and walked twice, so got on base 3 out of 4. Jose Fleury now comes set and steps away. Last name, by the way, is Fleury, but it is pronounced Fleury. So I will try this afternoon to make up for botching the opening night Corpus Christi starting pitcher's last name. No, I'm not going to try it. Ball hit in the air, right field toward the corner, but it will drift foul. Ball was not hit overly deep, but it was into foul territory. Got out in front of the off-speed pitch, did Caden, and the count is no balls and two strikes. Hounds with second and third, and one man down here in the top half of inning number two, trying to get on the board first, as they have done in the first two games. Caden set from the left side, pitch by Fleury, way up high, speared out of midair by the catcher Robleski. One ball and two strikes. By the way, Tulsa hung on to defeat Northwest Arkansas, so, boy, what an unusual opening weekend. Pitch by Fleury, now that's way up high, 2-2. There are 10 teams in the league, of course, as of the restructure. So that means on every night you have 5 ball games, right? So 15 games to be played this opening weekend. And as of right now, home teams are 1-13. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Boy, really good off-speed pitch. Fleury, really good command of the off-speed stuff. So he has 2 strikeouts in the inning, sandwiched around a walk and a double. And now Jack Winkler, at this very juncture last night, with 2 men on in the top of the second in the scoreless game, Jack Winkler hit a 3-run home run. And he would love to do a little second verse, same as the first. Stretch by Fleury, pitch up high and away for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Logan Cerny is the left fielder. He has been busy. Jacob Melton is in center, Colin Barber in right. Chad Stevens, the shortstop, Tommy Sacco Jr. moving over to short. Those two switching positions from the last couple of nights. Pitch to the corner, perfect, called strike. 1-1, boy, the kid is, again, he's only 21, has not pitched at advanced single A. So he is, again, really impressive. Top 10 prospect by most rating services. In the Astros chain, here's the pitch. Swung on and popped up. Right field, not deep. Drifting in is Barber. He's got it, and the threat will go away quietly. Rock Hounds, no runs on a base hit and a walk, no errors, and a couple of men are left on base. We go to the bottom of the second in Corpus Christi. Rock Hounds, nothing in the hooks, nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 tons, 2 and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
middle third of the order for the Hooks. Bottom half of the second inning, Colin Barber, Kennedy Corona, and Chad Stevens to face Ryan Cusick. Colin Barber, left-handed hitting right fielder. A pretty good series. He's 3-for-8, has a double. Played for the Hooks a year ago. Bouncing ball, foul wide of first base, fairly wide of the bag. 0-1 is the count. Just to follow up on the opening weekend, the only home team to win so far. Now, obviously, Corpus would like to double the total with a win here this evening. Wichita beat Frisco last night. That was it. Fastball, boy, high strike, 0-2. Daniel Bythway, home plate umpire, one of those guys, a little bit of a delay from our vantage point. I'm sure he barks out the strike vocally, but have to wait a moment for the call. That was an upper edge strike, but it got there, 0-2. Pitch fouled back, count no balls, two strikes. So San Antonio, boy, did they ever sweep Amarillo. Now, I'm not a fan, okay, so... but still, I mean, you lose. I'm trying to think of what the score was last night. 18-5 on a Saturday night, the home team loses, and they walk 14 batters and commit four errors. Three of the errors, I believe, were in the ninth inning. Pitch down and in, 1-2. Insult to injury, by the way. San Antonio scored 5 runs in the top of the ninth last night, already leading, I think it was 13-3 at that point. Doesn't really matter, does it? Bouncing ball foul, and it is still a one ball and two strike count. Colin Barber at the plate. Man, that's what that is. Yeah, that's rough. So San Antonio sweeps emphatically at Hodgetown. Springfield, a sweep at Arkansas. And Tulsa just completed the 3-game sweep at Northwest Arkansas. Pitch down and in, a little check swing. Well, the appeal did not go. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So San Antonio is 3-0, Rockhounds 2-0, and Frisco 2-1 to start this 24 season. Here's the 2-ball, 2-strike stretch and pitch by Ryan Cusick. Swing and a miss. Boy, chased one way off the plate. Colin Barber, I would guess, will be talking to himself about that one. That is 3 strikeouts in a row for Ryan Cusick. 1 down for Kennedy Corona. Corona has been in the number 2 spot in this series' first couple of nights. He moves to 5 here and is the DH. He's 0-for-8 with a walk and 6 strikeouts. So he and Denzel Clark kind of had similar numbers in this early stage of the year. Pitch high and inside, ball one from Ryan. Ryan Cusick out of Wake Forest University, first rounder in 2021, drafted by the Atlanta Braves. Came to the A's, part of the Matt Olson trade. That's pitch down the way for a ball. You know, there are times you can say that, and obviously the A's received guys who are on the way up. And Ryan is a guy with a lot of upside. He really is. But Matt Olson was the key guy in that deal, and I guess, yeah, you could say it worked out pretty well for Atlanta. 2-0 pitches up high and in for ball three. 3 balls, no strikes. And again, with Ryan, that is the one thing last year. The command at times went away. Big tall right-hander at 6'6". Takes a big, deep breath this time. 3-0, Corona waits. No score, bottom of the second. Pitch to the outside corner, got there. That's just a dart, 3-1. Fastball sits easily in the 93, maybe 93-plus range, and topped out last year at 98. So good velocity, good strong kid. Ryan with a pitch. That's right down the middle. Called strike 3-2. Ryan, 24 years of age. Said the same about both Ryan Cusick and JT Ginn. I don't think we've really seen JT much at all. He went 5 innings last night, so again, a very important year for him. 3-2, lifted in the air, foul. Brendan Malone, boy, that's great hustle after it. Can't get their ball high on the screen, out of his reach, but good hustle by Malone. With Ryan, and again, JT has just been sidelined so much and just hasn't had much success yet, but got the win last night. He battled largely through Finley's part of his 5-inning stint, but looked good. So really, we're just hoping to see the real JT again here in 2024. For Ryan Cusick, we have seen, as mentioned in the pregame, we've seen some flashes for sure. Three balls, two strikes, Corona waits. Pitch, up, down low, ball four. Well, at this point, an inning and a third into his season has three strikeouts and one walk. You keep that. And in this case, the totals are also the ratio, 3-1. And yes, that is still one of my absolute positive pet peeves, is being told a guy's total number of strikeouts and walks and having that be referred to as a ratio. It is not. No, it is not. Here's Chad Stevens. Takes a little high and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Stevens, 2-for-8. Had a pair of kind of intriguing doubles on opening night. And then had a tough night last night. 0-for-4, all on strikeouts. So he's had a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Stevens start to the season. Tossed to first, a little low, but gloved nicely by Brendan Malone. Kennedy Corona on base for just the second time in this series. And again, one of the guys, and there are several on this team that can flat out go. He had 31 steals a year ago. Has a good lead. Set by Cusick. He is running. Pitch is taken for a strike. Throw by McGuire. Boy, got a chance. Did they get him? Nope, safe. Got around the tag. Good strong throw by Shane. Stolen base for Corona. We said on Friday that both of these teams figured to run quite a bit, and indeed, Hounds have been running. Junior Perez, in fact, got three steals in last night's game alone. There weren't a ton of base runners opening night, and last night the Rockhounds kind of pulled away, so Hooks haven't run a bunch, but Corona does here, and in this scoreless game, he's in scoring position. 1-1, he's going to try to get third, and a swing and a foul back, and the count goes 1-2. Well, in this case, trying to get something going, and he was running, trying to steal third. Chad Stevens did that with one out in the bottom of the ninth in a one-run game on Friday night. And, boy, that was still being discussed a little bit today, in fact. Daniel Susak threw him out. Stealing third, it's always been a really interesting, just a kind of a discussion, a strategic discussion. Swing and a miss by Stevens. Chase one way outside, as did Colin Barber to start this inning. Now, Barber's a left-handed hitter, and Stevens a right-handed hitter. But, boy, both guys chasing a pitch that I'm guessing was, boy, close to a foot, half a foot easily off the outside part of the plate. So, runner in scoring position, two down. And here is Ryan Robleski, the catcher. Right-handed hitter. Waggles that bat north and south as he waits. Pitch from Cusick. Inside corner called strike. Good aggressive pitch. 0-1. Kennedy Corona, one out walk, stolen base. There are two down now, so very, very rarely would you ever try to get to third here, obviously, but he did with one man down. Pitch from Cusick down and away. One ball, one strike. J.C. Correa is in the on-deck circle, that is, for Corpus Christi. Robleski 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout in the series. And Ryan Cusick will step away. And Ryan, first year as a pro, is 2021. He was really, really good for the Augusta Green Jackets in the Braves system. Nancy, boy, he is going to run. Pitch is taken. Throw by McGuire. Not in time. Steals third. Well, just when you say you're not going to do it, he does it. So the count is 2-1. Runner at third base. Always interesting. Boy, he went hard into the bag, too. So he's going to take a minute and take a little inventory. Play was close, but he did beat it clearly. So, runner at third with two men down. Pressure, of course, on the battery is about the only thing that changes. Pitch to the outside edge, a strike, and it's 2-2. Obviously, anything hit safely, you would score from third. But it does put some pressure on the pitcher and catcher. Scoreboard operator thought that was a ball, by the way. The count is 2-2. Here's the pitch on the way, foul back. That was a 2-1 pitch. It was a called strike. The scoreboard operator is firm in his or her belief that that last pitch was the previous one was a ball, but nope, now it's corrected. 2-2 a second time coming. Runner at third, two men down, no score. Stretch by Cusick, dancing out the bag. Corona pitch, swung on, bouncing ball, and that got past Bryant. Back at it by Cooper Bowman. Throws to first and got him. Cooper Bowman ranging to his right. Edge of the outfield grass directly behind the bag. Terrific play. Ball just got by Ryan Cusick. Sharply hit. And Robleski is out. The inning is over, and Cooper Bowman saves the run. So we have played a couple here at the beach in Corpus Christi. And after two innings complete, Rockhounds nothing and the Hooks nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the third, and it is Jason Rosario to lead it off. Jose Flaherty with a delivery swung on and missed. What great movement. Ball dropped almost down to the dirt, 0-1 to Jason. 1-for-4, had a hit, a walk, and a bit of thievery in last night's game. Takes a called strike, quick 0-2 count here. A number on Flaherty here in a moment. He's really interesting. Swinging a foul back 0-2. Now, I've said 21. I apologize. He is 22. I was referring to his season in 2023 at age 21 at Fayetteville. Was a league all-star and has not pitched above the single-A level. Pitch, boy, called third strike. Rosario thought that was up a little bit. We'll say this, though. Again, the high strike has been called in this game. Third strikeout for Flaherty. So when you talk about a kid pitching at Double-A with very limited experience, boy, this guy is a textbook example. Here's Jacob Wilson. First pitch swing, pops it up. That, I think, will get out of play. And yes, it will. 0-1 to the Hounds shortstop. Jacob flew out to left field his first time up. 2-for-9 start to the season with a walk and 3 Ks. Flaherty, at age 20, pitched in the Dominican Summer League, which in itself is not unusual. There's the 0-1, way up and in for a ball. But that was his first pro season. And he made only 10 appearances. Stretching the pitch to Jacob. And that is a check swing. Did he go? Yeah, home plate umpire says he did. 1-2. Nobody on, 1 away. So a kid who pitched 10 games in 2022, the first as a pro in his career, and then pitched full season last year, and now he's a Double-A. Pitch to the outside edge, called third strike. And Jacob will walk away. Boy, Flaherty really spotting that outside corner beautifully to both Rosario and Wilson. So 4 strikeouts now, 2 men down, bases empty. Here's Cooper Bowman. Fouled out to first baseman J.C. Correa his first time. This upcoming half-inning break, pitch down the middle called strike. I did double-check and got the audio squared away. We will tell you about the 2015 Texas League Championship. It's appropriate. Ball bounce foul, quick 0-2 count. Boy, Flaherty really in command in this inning. In 2015 and 16, we'll have two of these features we do in each game, and in each case, the Corpus Christi Hooks will be a major part of it. 15 and 16, these two teams, Hooks and Hounds, were just outstanding. So we'll do a little look back here in a couple of moments, although Cooper Bowman will like to extend that a bit. Bouncing ball to third, and that is picked nicely by Chad Stevens. Hard throw, got him. Cooper runs well, but he's out. Nice play at third base by Chad Stevens, and the Rockhounds will go in order. So 2.5 in the books as we take a look back, part of our 50-plus years. This little Rockhounds retrospective.
Year 2 of the four-peat was 2015. The Hounds went up pedestrian 35-35 in the first half, but by season's end had become perhaps the best club in franchise history. Brian Christensen's team went 48-22 in the second half and, including the playoffs, won 37 of their last 49 games. The Hounds defeated an outstanding Corpus Christi team in the division series and swept the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for their second consecutive championship. The club had three of the Texas League's four all-star infielders, third baseman Ryan Healy, second baseman Colin Walsh, and shortstop Chad Pinder, who was named the League Player of the Year. Chris Jensen went 11-1 in his last 12 starts, and Sean Manaya, acquired by the A's in a trade deadline deal, joined the team down the stretch and was the final piece of the puzzle. He was absolutely dominant, going 6-0 with a 1.90 ERA. The Rockhounds tossed 17 shutouts, breaking the franchise record set by the Cubs in 1975, and added another in the playoffs when Parker Frazier closed out the championship series with a three-hitter. And the bullpen was off the charts. The Rockhounds went 77-0 when leading after eight innings. Oh, and a sidebar. The only infielder was not named to the Texas League All-Star team. That was the guy who led all of Major League Baseball in home runs and RBIs last season. Rockhounds first baseman, Matt Olson.
Didn't do this on purpose, but how about this for continuity? Matt Olson, right? Well, the Atlanta Braves acquired Matt Olson, and one of the guys involved in that deal has the baseball in his right hand, and that's Ryan Cusick. So we go to the bottom half of the third inning, and here is J.C. Correa to lead it off, right-handed hitting first baseman. Ryan's first pitch, boy, spots the outside corner at the knees, called strike 0-1. J.C. Correa played with the Hooks a year ago. Right-handed hitter, first baseman in this game. Cusick's pitch, swung on and missed, boy, good slider down and away, 0-2. Correa will take a timeout. You know, he called timeout right there, and it just occurred to me, we have had very, very few batters actually ask for time. At least it sure feels that way. 0-2 count. Cusick looks in for the sign, low and away the target from Shane McGuire, pitch to the glove, but it is down and away, one ball, two strikes. Rolando Espinosa and Tommy Sacco Jr. will follow. Here in the Corpus Christi third, Rockhounds nothing, Hooks nothing. Cusick, big deep breath in the 1-2 pitch and yanked that a little bit well down and away. 2-2 to Correa. These teams, of course, wrapping this series today. They will meet later this month at Momentum Bank Ballpark. That'll be a six-game series. Beginning on the 23rd, swinging a high fly ball right side down the line. Caden Trinkle in pursuit, going to run out of room. Yep, ball gets into the seats, not by much. Bangs off one of the seats down the left field side. This horseshoe alignment in terms of the seating area. Got a very respectable, more than respectable Sunday crowd. Opening weekend, of course, opening on a Friday and Saturday, and a couple of fireworks nights here at Whataburger Field. They normally just do that on Friday, but they did both nights this weekend, attracting almost 13,000 folks for the 2 days. Pitch, up and away, ball three. So, full count here to Correa, leading it off in the bottom of the third. It's about to say the field has gone into shadows, and just as I started to say that, a little bit of sunshine breaks through. A little overcast, but no threatening clouds. Swinging a fly ball to center. Well struck, but not deep enough. Going back to Stenzel. He's got it. That ball was well hit. The wind is, gosh, probably not even half of what it has been the first couple of nights. That ball would have gone far, significantly shorter distance in one of the last couple of evenings, but not a lot of breeze. Flags are unfurled, but not bristling as they have been. It has been really windy here. Rolando Espinosa, the batter. First appearance of 2024 for the right-handed hitting second baseman. This guy got the tour of the Astros organization last year, takes up and in for a ball. He appeared at all four of the full season stops. The Astros chain, Fayetteville, Asheville, Corpus Christi, and very briefly, AAA Sugar Land. The Space Cowboys pitch up and in for a ball, 2-0. Speaking of which, Las Vegas, and there are some familiar names with the AAA affiliate for the A's. Las Vegas is off to a tough start. I don't know if that's good news or not. Swinging a foul back, certainly not good news for the Aviators, but the struggle might open up some spots and might lose some talent, but then again, hey, that's the nature of the game, isn't it? You and I know that very, very, very well, but Aviators not only were 1-6 coming into today, it's the 2-1, a shot deflected off Cusick's glove, charging, Bowman, bare hands, turns, throws, got him. That'll go 1-4-3 on a tremendous play again by Cooper Bowman. Espinosa hit that ball sharply back up the middle. Ryan deflected it and, of course, slowed it down. And Cooper had to charge and barehand it, which he did perfectly and made the throw just in time. Two up, two down. Here is Tommy Sacco Jr. The Aviators today had to face the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, and they saw a guy on a rehab. You've heard of him. Justin Verlander pitched today. Pitch swung on, bounced foul, low and one to Sacco, and the 1-6 Aviators lit him up. In three innings, Justin Verlander gave up 7 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned. He walked one, did strike out 6, but Aviators got to him. Sugarland had rallied back in that game last I saw. Pitched down and in for a ball. The count is 1-1 to Tommy Sacco. Counts to third base his first time up. Base is empty, 2 down. Scoreless game thanks in no small part to the defense of Cooper Bowman. Cusick, big deep breath as he sets. 1-1 pitch to Sacco. Check swing, think he went. Yes, he did. No discussion needed on that. 1-2. Logan Cerny would be next here in the last half of the third. No score. The Hawkeyes have the game's only hit. Each team has drawn a walk. And other than that, only 3 base runners. Sacco looking to change that. And again, he's had a good series. He's 3-for-8. Pitch from Ryan is inside for a ball. Boy, not afraid at all to pitch inside is Ryan Cusick. Sacco is a switch hitter. He homered opening night. And yeah, it was definitely wind blown, and I said that at the time. Pitch, did he check swing, did he go? No, pitch didn't miss by much, 3-2. Apparently there are some Rockhounds fans somewhere here because I heard a discernible groan when the third base umpire, Mickey Smith, declined the appeal on the check swing. So the count is full to Sacco. But folks I trust, including Michael Coffin, my colleague in the booth next door, indicated, yep, that was a Whataburger field special out to left field. Swinging ground ball to first. Brendan Malone on the line. He's got it. Will take it himself to the bag for the out. So Ryan Cusick and Jose Fleyude are both getting good defensive support, and they have both been really good. The hooks go in order in the bottom half of the third. Third game of this quick 3-game series. And after three innings complete, the Rockhounds nothing and the Corpus Christi Hooks nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Sunday evening, very much similar to Friday night in this ballpark. But it is a scoreless game. Colby Thomas to lead it off, top half of the fourth inning. Tempted, did not go, takes ball one from Jose Fleury. Well, you look at the totals, and there aren't much. Rockhounds, no runs on a hit. Corpus Christi, no runs on no hits. Tapper out towards short. Sacco charges, makes the play and the throw, and one man down is Colby Thomas retired. He's 0 for 2 in this game. That one was very routine. His last time up, he ripped it, but within the reach of Logan Cerny in left field. So Colby, after that 4 for 5 last night, 0 for 2. One away for Denzel Clark. Boy, he would just love to take this very opportunity to bust out from a tough start. Only three base runners in the first three innings. Boy, backup pitch called strike. Off-speed backup delivery floated in for a called strike one. Fleury, very good pace breaking pitch swung on and missed. Boy, Denzel just cannot get it going so far. Boy, and you know that weighs on him. He's a top five prospect for the A's. 0-2 count. Pitch from Fleury just outside. Boy, that was good patience. That pitch didn't miss by a bunch, and it was a fastball just off the outside edge on 0-2. Fleury has been impressive. Swing and a miss. Changeup got him. Oh, boy, for Denzel. It has been absolute misery here in Corpus Christi. Don't even like to give these numbers. Denzel Clark is now 0 for 11 with 9, make it 8 strikeouts. 0 for 11, 8 whiffs. And here is Shane McGuire. Now, he walked in the second. Brendan Malone followed with a double. It was second and third and one man down, and that's the closest anybody's come. Here's a line drive, well struck, deep right field. On the move, this ball's got a chance. That's going to get out of here. It's into the bullpen. Sidewalk souvenir. Shane McGuire, who was a late addition to the lineup. And you see this from time to time, and he turned on that thing and ripped it out of here. Almost anywhere else in the ballpark, deep left center and down the right field side are the bullpens, and the fences there are 4.5 feet. But that thing was really scorched. So another home run for the Rockhounds, who have now scored 11 runs in this series, 9 coming on the long ball. 1-0 in the fourth. Line drive, little looper in a left field, a base hit for Brendan Malone. He's 2 for 2. So on back-to-back pitches, Rockhounds get a solo home run from Shane McGuire and Brendan Malone's second hit of the game. So one on, one man down, two men out. The batter is Caden Trinkle. Well, Shane McGuire, according to the original lineup card, he wasn't even going to be in this game. And instead, he is the first run. Runner goes. Throw has no chance. Brendan Malone didn't run much last year, but he was running there. And again, that is something we thought we would see a lot of, depending, of course, on situation and opportunity. And Brendan Malone was running. Caden Trinkle taking a strike. It's 0-1. Field back into shadows now as the overcast takes over. Pitch up a little high. Caden turned into it. One ball and one strike. So the guy who wasn't even on the lineup card when the day began provides the first run of the game and a nice start to his year for Shane McGuire with a home run. Pitch over the inside edge, called strike 1-2 to Caden. Struck out swinging his first time up. Top of the fourth inning, Hounds now with a 1-0 lead. Hounds have led in all three games in this series. Hooks tied it, hoping I'd throw back behind the runner, which was interesting because shortstop Tommy Sacco was about 15 feet behind the bag, but the throw went right to him. So I guess a little hello, how are you to Brendan Malone. Now Brennan's having a really good ball game, a double, a single, and a steal. 1-2 to Caden Trinkle, two men out. Flaherty with a look out of the runner, a little looper, back up middle, got a chance, that's going to drop, base hit. And that will drive home the run. Boy, the steal comes up huge. Gregorio Petit clapping his hands together as Brendan Malone touches the dish on a, boy, a really just a ball that Caden Trinkle just muscled that into center field. Not going to get a second look at it, but it had to have been in a little bit, maybe even on the hands. And Trinkle just got enough of it to get it into shallow center field. And now here is Jack Winkler. So Caden Trinkle, a little soft flare into center field. Rockhounds have a 2-0 advantage. Jack takes, boy, high strike. And he glanced back a little bit. Now, high edge of the zone, that is enough. That was high enough to get your attention. But it was called a strike, and again, the upper edge has been called early on in this game by Daniel Bythway. 0-1 count. Hits by Flaherty. Runner goes. Here is the throw. This time got a chance. Nope, he's under the tag. Now, Hook's thought they got him. I don't think so. Shortstop Tommy Sacco Jr. drops down into a catcher's crouch in disbelief. Let's see if we get another look at it. Caden Trinkle with a stolen base. It's 0-2. We are going to get a look. So, let's see. What do we got? He got his hand out clearly. I think what Sacco was thinking maybe was that Caden came off the bag out on the back end of the slide. He clearly beat the throw. Now it's 0-2, though, to Jack Winkler. Swings bouncer to Gregorio Petit, who is playing shallow, by the way. He's inside the coaching box between about 6-7 feet. Toward home plate from inside the coaching box. Trying to get a good look, of course, if Jack Winkler can get this one safely in play. Time called at home plate by catcher Ryan Robleski. Runner in scoring position. Two runs in, two men down. Hounds with a home run, and now they've done some running. Runner plus doesn't go. Ball hit up the middle of base hit. Jack Winkler with an 0-2 RBI single. Really good AB for Jack Winkler. 3-0 Rockhounds. All of this coming with the bases empty and two men down to start. And again, the stolen base comes up huge. Let me get a visit to the mound here. This is, I think, a conversation. Boy, Caden Trinkle, a 1-2 pitch, drives in a run with a single in the middle. And again, that was one that really got in on him, and he just kind of muscled it. This one, Jack just ripped that, and that was on an 0-2 pitch. So the Rockhounds, with only one base hit between the clubs, total one base hit through the first three innings, the Rockhounds have four consecutive hits, all coming with nobody on, two out. In the fourth inning, Shane McGuire, the line drive home run. Brendan Malone, the single and a steal. Caden Trinkle, a 1-2 RBI single up the middle and a steal. And Jack Winkler, an 0-2 single up the middle to drive home Caden. 3-0, and here is Jason Rosario. Called out on strikes his first time up. 3-0 Hounds in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch, a little up and away, ball one. And there is activity. It always takes me a while to find the home bullpen here. There's a kind of a kid's play zone that sits right behind the home bullpen, which is tucked just to the left of the batter's eye in deep, deep left center field here. We've got to find the pitcher for the backdrop of kids. 1-0, runner goes. Pitch taken down and away. Throw no way, no how. And another steal as Jack Winkler takes second. So it is a 2-0 count. Steal for Jack. Now, Jack didn't steal a lot with the Hounds a year ago, but he was 19 out of 22 with Lansing. And he steals the base here, and the Hounds doing as Gregorio said they would, given the chance and situation, swinging a pop foul out of play, 2-1. He said they'd run. And there has been the scouting report that Astros pitchers, even including perhaps the big league, but in the minor leagues, you can run against them. And the Hounds have certainly done that. The delivery is up and away for a ball. The count now is 3-1. Of course, the numbers will be inflated a little bit. Junior Perez with 3 steals in last night's game, stole second and third last night. Now the Rockhounds have stolen 5 coming in. Here's a pop foul, might be playable. Given a look, Robleski, nope, out of room by 3 rows. And the ball bounces on the concrete walkway and then gently back about 15 rows and right into the hands of a fan. So the Hounds, let's see, it's 3 in this inning, and that was it. I was looking back at the second inning, but that was a walk and a double. So 8 steals so far in this series, and 3 of them in this inning with the situation really warranting it. Full count, first base open, 2 men down. Rosario waits and sends one into right, a base hit. Reached out and yanked that down toward the right field line. He'll stop at first and another RBI single. Boy, that pitch, and again, we won't get a second look at it because it's the visiting team. But, boy, Rosario on a 3-2 pitch. That looked middle out at least and down, and he really pulled that into right field. Rockhounds have 5 consecutive base hits in the inning, scoring 4 runs. 4 different batters with an RBI. Top of the order, Jacob Wilson, and Willie, as he is known, fouls it back. Solo homer, Shane McGuire, and then, boy, second verse and third verse, same as the first. Single steal RBI, single steal RBI, single steal RBI. Fly ball right field toward the seats, very shallow. That'll get out of play. Boy, that ball jumped off the bat, and I looked up and lost it, but it was in the seats. Foul ball all the way, 0-2. Runner at first base, Jason Rosario. 2 men down in the inning, and the Rockhounds have taken a 4-0 lead. Jacob Waits, he's 0-2. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and hit high in the air. Left field side, it'll go foul. Boy, didn't get out in front of that by much. So still 0-2. Jacob down in the count. Now, I'm seeing this as a compliment. I hope it doesn't sound the opposite of that. Young man struck out 11 times in 99 at-bats at advanced single A year ago. Swings and rips one left side, base hit. Boy, that was up in the zone, and Willie just tattooed it. 2 on with 2 men down, and the Rockhounds have 6 consecutive base hits. Well, Jacob, thank you for the base hit, and I say that from a broadcast standpoint, not trying to rub it in here. He had 11 strikeouts in 99 at-bats last year at Advanced A. And he has 4 in his first 13 at Double A. But again, he played in only 26 games as a pro last year. He was drafted last year out of Grand Canyon. spent about an hour and a half in the Arizona Complex League and then up to Lansing with the Lugnuts. And a base hit here for Jacob Wilson. Two on, two out. Hounds have batted around. And here's Cooper Bowman. Swings and misses. Chased that one 0-1. Well, activity in the bullpen. And got to think this would be the last batter one way or another for Flaherty. Well, you can see what they like about him. Again, 22-year-old. Runners their leads. Not going. Pitch to Cooper. Swung on and missed. 0-2. But boy, the Hounds have just... I mean, it's the Abner Doubleday water torture going on here. Shane McGuire home run. Malone single. Trinkel single with a ribby. Winkler single with a ribby. Rosario single with a ribby. And Jacob Wilson a single. Six hits in a row. And the Malone home run, well, it would have clearly been a home run at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Some ballparks would have been a double, but it was a just, he ripped it. 0-2. Ground ball foul wide at third base. Still 0-2 to the Hounds. Second baseman. Cooper 0-2 in this one. 2-for-11 to start the year. Cooper and Jeremy Ironman had almost identical home runs in terms of the type and some of the numbers on them. Jeremy to deep left center field. 107-mile-an-hour exit velocity went 397. Cooper hit one last night at 105, and it went 402 feet down the left field line on a rope. 0-2 stretch, pitched by the right-hander, drops down low, 1-2. I've said it a couple of times, all the technology is wonderful, of course, and they have some of that here in Corpus, and Michael was gracious in sharing it with me, but I would have truly, not kidding at all, not being facetious at all, but love to have known the elapsed time on the ball in the air. Little tapper back to the mound, and Flaherty misplayed it, but retrieves and underhands just in time. Boy, Cooper hustled all the way. Inning is over, but not before the Rockhounds put a four spot on the board. It is four runs on six consecutive hits, no errors, and two men are left on base. So, middle of the fourth inning, and boy, the scoreless tie. It is scoreless no longer to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rockhounds four, and the Hooks nothing.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Rockhounds 4 and Corpus Christi nothing on the uprising. Ribbies from Sean McGuire, Caden Trinkel, Jack Winkler, and Jason Rosario. So Ryan Cusick goes to the mound in a much different kind of game. Just heard from our friends at Hilliard Office Solutions. A little bit of trivia for you and a little tongue-in-cheek stuff. And then one that, well, I don't know, it's very, very interesting, but I have labeled these three things. We'll start with attention trivia, but we have temporarily crazy, innocently stupid, and downright awful. Three categories, none of them apparently pleasant. No, we'll have some. We'll mess around. Level of fun. Logan Cerny, the batter, number two hitter in the order. Jacob Melton and Colin Barber to follow. Little sunshine, veiled though it might be, will break through. Cerny, a right-handed hitter, 0-for-1, struck out looking in the first. Boy, spots a perfect fastball outside corner from Ryan Cusick. Called strike 0-1, knee-high outside edge. Cusick, long look in. That signature deep breath in the pitch, same spot. Just missed. Boy, not by much. One ball, one strike. do have a video monitor here. I think we have one at home now. Yay. Wow. Peyton, Mitch, thank you. Thank you. There's the 1-1 stretch and delivery inside for a ball. The video here in Corpus is slightly delayed, and it's a great thing because it's only about 2 seconds or so. But you can see a pitch and then turn, and if you get lucky or if you're aware enough, Bob, you can see the actual location of the delivery. Bouncing ball foul, count is 2-2. Big League Baseball today, this is temporarily crazy. This is that's what I would describe this little segment. Temporarily crazy. The Miami Marlins won a game today. They are now 1-9, scored, I think, 7 times in the top of the first at St. Louis, went on to win. Here's the 2-2 pitch, down and away for a ball, 3-2. So the Marlins become the last team to get in the win column, all right? Marlins with a win today, they're 1-9. The Oakland A's, and we'll talk about it on the road to the show, Zach Geloff went crazy today. Wonderful, wonderful story. Here's the 3-2. Nope, lost him. Ball 4. Again, that's the number for Ryan Cusick. That's 2 walks against 4 strikeouts. So Cerny is on for Jacob Melton. That's a leadoff walk. So the A's won today. They are now 3-7. Now, Miami is no longer winless. One other club has just 1 win. They lost again today. Who might that be? Now, the Marlins have 1 win. Who else has just 1 win, including today? Give you a pitch or two. This is not our non-Googleable trivia segment, but don't Google it. Just go ahead and give it a guess. And it's a team that, what, a couple of years ago, folks thought was the next emerging team. Apparently not. Here's Jacob Melton, first pitch swing, high pop foul, left side drifting toward the seats. That's going to get into the stands, and well, hits an empty chair. Hit an empty chair, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 rows back. Took a nasty hop back over the home dugout, off the screen above the dugout, bounced once on the dugout roof, and gently into the hands of a fan in the first row. That is the baseball Webster's definition of fortuitous. Good seat, got a souvenir. 0-1 to Melton. Stretch by Cusick. Runner edging, not going. Pitch from Ryan, fouled straight back, 0-2. Okay, who's the team? Miami is 1-9. These guys are 1-8. The Chicago White Sox. I mean, really, a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, they were supposed to be the next big thing, or they were an emerging team, but boy, I guess not. The Sox are 1-8. So, Marlins have 1 win. The White Sox have 1 win. The A's won today. They're 3-7. Here's the 0-2. Melton takes down and in, 1-2. So 2 other clubs have just 2 wins. Okay, Marlins have 1. White Sox have 1. The A's had 2 going into today, but they blasted the Tigers. They've got 3 wins. Who are the other 2 teams with just 2 wins? There's an asterisk involved, but the other 2 teams are just 2 wins. 1-2 to Melton. Runner goes. Pitch is taken down and in. Throw by McGuire. Not going to be in time. Again, both teams. We kind of thought we would see it, and we're seeing it a whole bunch today. Both teams are doing some running. Steal for Logan Cerny, who stole 20 a year ago at an advanced single A. So runner in scoring position. The Hooks have answered. Each time the Hounds have taken a lead in this series, they tied the game at 2 in the same inning in which the Rockhounds scored, which was the 3rd on Friday. The Hounds had a 3 spot in the 2nd inning last evening. The Hooks scored once in the 2nd. The Hounds have scored 4 here in the 4th to break a scoreless tie, and Melton fouls the 2-2 back, and the Hooks again trying to answer. Well, the other 2 teams with only 2 wins. Now, one of them has already lost today. The other has not played yet, so they could still get their 3rd win. But Colorado, no surprise, really. They're going to struggle. Stretch by Cusick. 2-2 count. Melton waits. Stretch and pitch. Inside and hit him. Oh, man, boy, I think that probably got him on the... looked like it got him on the knee. That had to hurt. That was a fastball, too. Boy, and he is still down as Melton. I would think the athletic trainer will come out. Yeah, they're going to give him a look. Boy, Melton is, oh, man. I mean, that's one that just hurt to look at. We're going to get a look and see where it got him. Oh, it got him on the ankle. Thought it was the knee. It was the ankle. Paul Abbott, Rockhounds pitching coach, going to come out. So it's two on, nobody out. Melton still, he's going to walk to first base. He was still standing at the plate for a moment, but he will head to first base. Boy, hope he's okay. Obviously, that was just a pitch got away from Ryan down and in, but that really got him. But athletic trainer Jennifer Bardellis says, giving him the okay, and Jacob says he's okay. So two on, nobody out is Paul Abbott. Visiting with Ryan Cusick. Well, the other team with only two wins, and I think it is their worst start in 8 years, is it not? The Houston Astros. And they play Texas tonight, so they may or may not get that third win in 10 games. They're 2-7. Now, as Jose Altuve pointed out, and he's so very right, look, you've got 150 games to go. I mean, there's no big issue going on here. See what we have. Interesting. Home plate umpire was writing something down and now wants to talk to Gregorio Petit. Have no idea. And he's pointing out toward the mound, explaining something. Gregorio has no reaction, so I don't know that it's anything major. And home plate umpire holds up two fingers. Why do we have this as in the victory sign? Why are we doing this? Whatever it is, Daniel Bythway went over to Gregorio Petit, said something. So it's first and second, nobody down. Have to ask G what that was all about when we get back home. First pitch, right down the middle, called strike to Colin Barber, 0-1. Left-handed hitting right fielder. I mean, there's a mile and a half to go, well, more like 10.5 miles to go in the big league season. There's no worry. It's just a slow start for Houston. Of course, they're in a good division, swinging a foul back. I mean, Texas is really good, swinging a foul back. Seattle, boy, really can't quite figure out the Mariners just yet, but a lot of folks think they're going to be just fine, but certainly Texas and Houston. But I said temporarily crazy for the following reason. We'll do that after this AB. 0-2 pitch. Well, the AB is over. Swing and a miss. Ryan Cusick comes back after the hit by pitch with a 3-pitch whiff of Colin Barber, his second strikeout of the game. 5 whiffs for Ryan. So in this inning, a walk, a hit batsman, and a strikeout. It's only 10 games. Okay, it's just 10 games. That's... is that 1/16th of the season or whatever? But if you would have runners going to go, throw is going to go to second, and nope, beat the tag, did Melton. So double steal for Corpus. Now we're really starting to see the running that we thought we would see in this series, and indeed we are. So it's 0-1 to Kennedy Corona. Forgive me, Corona is the batter. Walked and he stole 2 bases. So that's 5 steals for Corpus Christi in this game. 2 coming on the double steal. Cerny to third. Melton to second. 0-1 to Corona. Books with one man down. Pitch to the outside half. Called strike 0-2. But if you had put money down in Las Vegas at the start of the year that after 10 games, the Oakland A's would have the same or better record than the Houston Astros, you certainly would have won that bet, I would think. Here's the 0-2. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. If Houston wins tonight over the Rangers, I think they play at 6. Might be underway right now, but if the Astros win that game, they would be 3-7, and the A's would be 3-7. They won't have the same record for long, I grant you, but after 10 games, perhaps. 1-2 pitch, check swing, did he go? He did, he's out. Kennedy Corona, check swing, strike 3. So Ryan Cusick into a boatload of trouble in this inning. Had first and second with nobody out. That became second and third with nobody out. Got Colin Barber on three pitches. Got Kennedy Corona on four. And now here's Chad Stevens. 4-0 Hounds, bottom of the fourth. Second and third, two out. Pitch by Cusick, swung on, fly ball. Not deep, right side. It's going to barely get to the grass. In fact, Wynn got a hold of that. And there to make the play is Brendan Malone. Well, I thought that ball might get into right field. Shallow, it barely got onto the grass. Boy, tip your cap to Ryan Cusick. Not only got into a jam, but after hitting a batter, which can sometimes be a bit unnerving. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two men are left on base. We have played four in Corpus Christi. Hounds lead the Hooks by the score of 4-0.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is the coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhound Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
As we pretty much figured would be the case, that'll be it for Jose Pleute. As Pleute will go four innings, seven hits, four runs, all earned, and of course, all in that fourth inning. We said at times, I mean, you could really see what the Astros like in him. Now he gives up four runs on seven hits, but the last, he gave up six hits in a row in the last inning. By the way, I'm looking down on the field. This is not an argument, it's an explanation of sorts, but Gregorio Petit went over to our first base umpire. Now that's the crew chief, Austin Snow. Because if you recall, Daniel Bythway, home plate umpire, said something to Gregorio. He did make an indication, but we don't get direct communication upstairs. No idea what it was. Didn't seem to affect the game in any obvious way. So a pitching change. We go to the fifth. Colby Thomas takes a called strike. Casey Ford, big bearded right-hander on the pitch. Rockhounds four runs, seven hits. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back by Colby. It's 0-2. Colby Thomas, Denzel Clark, and Shane McGuire. Hounds four runs on seven hits. Corpus Christi, no runs, no hits. Now, they threatened the last inning with a walk, a steal, and a hit batsman. And then a double steal, in fact. 0-2 stretch, Ford with the pitch, and that ball is hit high in the air to left field. And that's not coming back. That is way high, way deep, way gone. Sidewalk souvenir. Splashdown is not possible here, but that gave it a go. Second home run in as many nights for Colby Thomas, and hello, how are you on an 0-2 pitch gone. Well, he went 4-for-5 in last night's ball game. He's 1-for-3 this afternoon and evening. And remember, the first ball he hit was a laser, but it went right to the left fielder, Cerny. Colby Thomas is swinging the bat. Here's Denzel. Boy, would he love to get a base hit. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. So Casey Ford comes in. Here's Ford, right? Forgive me, boy. I hope I didn't write down the last. Casey Ford. I may have said Fox. If I did, I apologize. Here's the 1-0 pitch and swung on it. Fouled straight back, 1-1. Realized I checked the uniform number and wrote the name down in some haste, and I did not mean to do that. Big kid, 6'6", 275. out of Bella Vista, Arizona. Ford comes set. Hounds lead 5-0. And a line drive right to shortstop. Well, there are cliches and little isms in the game of baseball. When you are, and as Denzel is, he is now 0-for-12 with 8 strikeouts, and he just loosened the seams on a ball, and it went right at the shortstop. I did not point it out at the time, but that, you don't think that ball was hard hit? Sacco went to his knees after he caught that ball. Low line drive, caught it and sank to his knees. Breaking pitch, strike inside edge to Shane McGuire, who started the onslaught in the fourth inning with a solo home run. Hounds now with a 5-0 advantage. Boy, and again, runs coming on home runs. A lot of them swinging a foul away. It's 0-2. Hounds have 5 runs in this game. And 2 of them have come on home runs. So 10 of 15 runs scored in this series have come on the long ball. 0-2 pitch. Down and in, 1-2. Well, for a guy who wasn't on the lineup card before the game until a late change, Shane McGuire has walked and hit a solo home run. Count is 1-2. One man down in the inning. Shane waits, pitched by Ford, way inside for a ball, and the count goes 2-1. And Casey Ford, non-drafted free agent, went to Kansas State. Split last year between the two single-A stops on the Astros organizational ladder. 2-2 outside, ball 3. And he is, like I said, he's a big kid, 6'6", 275. Got to be imposing, I would think, to face on the mound from the dish. 60 feet, 6 inches away. Now pitch down low and in, ball 4. So Shane McGuire, and he will do this a lot. That's a really good plate appearance. He got down 0-2. Works at full, draws a walk. Here is Brennan Malone. He has doubled, singled, stolen a base, and scored. Now 2-for-2 in this one. He's 2-for-5. And has been on base 3 out of 6. So far in this young series, Brennan Malone, the batter, right-handed hitting first baseman. Pitch, just a bit high, ball 1-1, no strikes. Oh, Hilliard trivia, and the next couple are really, really quick, but there was a really cool video of Vlad Guerrero Jr. homered at Yankee Stadium yesterday. 1-0. Attempted, doesn't go, down in the way, good patience by Brennan, 2-0. And as he rounded third after homering for Toronto at Yankee Stadium, he made the shh sign, you know, shush now, you know, don't. But obviously he really took a lot of heat for that. Pitch a called strike at the knees, it's 2-1. And no, first of all, you're not going to shush Yankee Stadium. There are several ballparks in the world you're not going to shush, and I would think Yankee Stadium is one, Fenway is one, Philadelphia, yeah, you think, Wrigley Field, those guys. Great stuff. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. So to try to shush Yankee Stadium would be stupid. But in this case, no. It's innocent. Vlad does that anytime he hits a home run and he hits a bunch. He has a, and I haven't really watched the whole thing, but his circuit around the bases on a home run is the same every time. Does not matter the situation. So he really wasn't shushing Yankee Stadium. But he always does it. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, make it 2-2, foul back, still a 2-2 count. Shane McGuire running. Well, I mean, Gregorio putting him in motion in this game. Both managers are, lots of steals. 5 for the hooks, 3, and 3 consecutive at-bats with stolen bases attached in the fourth for the Rockhounds, and Shane was running there. 2-2 count. Malone waits, runner not going, swing and a miss. So Casey Ford comes back with a strikeout. two men down in the inning. I still don't think it's a really great idea to do the shush sign in the Bronx, but again, Vlad did, but he does that on every home run. It's kind of cool. I don't know if you've seen this, and boy, all of a sudden, some of the videos involving commentary have been taken down, as far as I can tell. And well, I don't know why. Pitch called strike to Caden Trankel. Caden one for two, single, RBI, stolen base, run scored. That Nolan Shanuel of the Angels had reached base in the first 30 games of his Major League career. That's third longest all-time. Pitch away for ball one. And in fact, he had, or we thought he had, extended it to 37 games. But a week after the play, Major League Baseball reversed a hit, called it an error, ridiculous. And so Shanuel's streak stopped at 30. Pitch, woo, in the dirt. Matt Karam's back to the screen, and McGuire's going to come for third. He'll get there. That catcher, Robleski, hit the deck. I don't think it would have mattered. Well, that's a wild pitch. Shane McGuire comes from first to third on the wild pitch. Now, there are two down in the inning, so it doesn't affect all that much. But now another wild pitch would score the run. Well, that thing caromed away. The play involving Shanuel was a play in which the Baltimore first baseman made a diving stop to knock the ball down and then tried to throw to the pitcher covering the bag. There's a swing and a miss, 2-2. And it was a close play. And again, it started with a dive, for crying out loud. But a week after the fact, the MLB office changes it to an error, takes the hit away, and ends Shanuel's streak. Pitch down and away for a ball. I can't find the video anymore, but Wayne Randazzo is the first-year television voice, I believe, of the Angels, and he very eloquently, I thought, criticized it. I notice it's not on the MLB site. It ought to be. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. The inning is over, so the Rockhounds will get one. They threaten to leave a man on at third base. Hey, if you can find it, see what you think. I think it was absolutely ridiculous to change the call, and only somebody ought to be ashamed of themselves, but they probably aren't. Hounds are going to make a pitching change. We will get off the soapbox. How about we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning? Rockhounds now lead the Hooks 5-0.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Right-hander Jack Cushing is on to pitch, so for Ryan Cusick, he won't figure in the decision, but a very, very solid start. Ryan Robleski stands in, takes a breaking pitch strike from Jack Cushing on the outside corner, 0-1. Jack moving to the bullpen in 2024. Has been a starter a couple of years now for the Hounds. Swinging a boy, line drive up the middle, Robleski. And it got by Denzel for a moment, but staying at first base is Robleski. That ball bounced a little bit and bounced up. It was a line drive that was sinking. Denzel charged in, couldn't make the play in the air, so it made it a very short hop, but he largely blocked it with a big body. But Robleski is on base. Went on and nobody down, and that is the first hit of the game for Corpus Christi. Ryan Cusick goes four innings. No hits, no runs, two walks, six strikeouts, and a hit batsman. Got out of a jam in the fourth, and well, you tip your cap to him, two on, nobody out. J.C. Correa takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Correa flew out to fairly deep center field, Denzel hauling it in back in the third. Hounds with four in the fourth and one here in the fifth. Swing of a high pop foul out of play off Correa's bat. And the count is one ball and one strike. J.C. Correa hit .247 a year ago with Corpus Christi. Stretch and pitch, ground ball out towards shortstop on two sharp hops, and Jacob, dropped the ball. Jacob Wilson, and you just got to kind of think he was glancing to see where the throw might go. He had to move toward the hole, and so that will be an error on Jacob Wilson. Sorry, Dad, didn't mean it. Jacob with the error, thank you very much. And that is the first error of the season for the Rockdowns. He was ranging to his right, and it was going to be a long throw to Cooper Bowman. So you glance that way and try to measure the throw a little bit, and just took his eye off it, and the ball just dropped out of the glove. So it's two on and nobody out. Correa, I think, will actually reach on the fielder's choice. Robleski advancing to second on the error, and here is Rolando Espinosa, and he fouls that one back. It's 0-1. No balls in the strike. Espinosa hit a ball back up the middle sharply that Ryan Cusick then on the mound deflected. Cooper Bowman made a really nice charging play and threw him out. Pitch from Jack Cushing down and away for one ball, one strike. Jack out of Georgetown University, a 22nd rounder in 2019. Most of last year with the Rockhounds, also some time with AAA Las Vegas. Delivery, down and away. Did he go? Don't think so. The appeal, nope, did not go. 2-1. Top of the order, Tommy Sacco on deck. So Jack in a little bit of a jam here. In fact, a pretty significant one here. Not all of his own doing. Delivery back up there, and it's ripped to third base. The throw. Line drive to third, throw to second, not in time. Forgive me, tripped all over myself on that one. Boy, that was a line shot. Jack Winkler handled the line drive. Throw to Cooper Bowman at second base, not quite in time. Combination of the ball just being so hard hit. Robleski didn't have a chance to get very far, and he scrambled back to the bag in a hurry. Hard hit ball by Espinosa. And Jack Winkler, the third baseman, handles the line drive. So first and second, one man out. Top of the order, Tommy Sacco Jr. takes right down the middle, called strike. Sacco 0 for 2 in the ball game. He's bounced to third and also grounded out to first base. A good start to the year, 3-for-9 in the series with a home run. 0-1 pitch. Down the chute, but low. Ball one, one ball, one strike. Ryan Robleski, single. And second on the error, J.C. Correa reaching on that play. So first and second, one man down. But boy, the out was a hard out. Cushing's pitch swung on nubbed foul off the end of the bat. And off the glove of Shane McGuire, one ball and two strikes to count, 1-2. Bottom of the fifth in Corpus Christi, final game of the Texas League's opening weekend. Everybody else is mentioned in the books. Cushing comes set, hands between the letters and the belt. glances twice at the base runner at second, now to the plate. And on the inside, corner call, third strike. Sacco did not like it, but again, two things, upper edge strikes and that corner. We've seen that pitch multiple times in this ballgame, and it is called a strike. So out on strikes, good aggressive pitch by Jack. Got him looking on the inside edge. Here's Logan Cerny. Struck out looking in the first, walked and stole two bases in the fourth. Two on, two out. Cushing's pitch lifted high in the air. Left to left center, going to drift to straightaway center or close to it. Denzel is there. He's got it. So Jack Cushing looking for and finding the exit sign. Boy, that ball got a mile and a half in the air. And Denzel tracks it down well short of the track. Well hit, but not quite well enough. So for the second straight inning, the Hooks have two men on base with nobody out. But the Rockhounds find a way out of it. We'll give you some totals in a couple of moments. We played five. Also, a little astound road to the show. One of the really classy kids we've seen in a long time here, and he went nuts in the big leagues today. After five in Corpus Christi, with a pitching change coming for the Hooks, it's the Rockhounds on top, 5-0.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Through five innings, the Hooks have threatened a couple of times. The Rockhounds have denied the threats. Town scored four in the fourth inning with an uprising of six consecutive base hits to take a 4-0 lead, breaking the scoreless tie. They added the solo home run by Colby Thomas in the fifth and denied a couple of Corpus Christi threats to maintain the 5-0 lead. Rockhounds on the scoreboard have really dominated. Five runs, eight hits, and an error, 5-8-1. Corpus Christi, no runs, one hit, no errors, 0-1-0. Each team has left five men on base. Shane McGuire's solo home run started the scoring. Then the Rockhounds played small ball, five consecutive singles, three stolen bases, ribbies for Caden Trinkle, Jack Winkler, and Jason Rosario. And as such, Colby Thomas adds a solo home run, his second in as many nights in the fifth. So we go to the top half of the sixth inning. As mentioned, Corpus Christi going to the bullpen. Michael Knorr is on the pitch. Right-hander delivers, and boy, just missed inside. Folks are paying attention here. That pitch to Jack Winkler didn't miss by much. 1-0. Jack 1-for-2, single, steal, ribby, and a run. Delivery is up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Casey Ford goes one inning and gave up the home run to Colby Thomas, and it was your basic no-doubter. Knorr's pitch swung on, sent in the air to center field. Plenty of room for Jacob Melton, and he's got it for the out. Ball well struck. And ball travels really well here to left field. There isn't a lot of wind. It is a fairly humid day, relatively so anyway. A little bit of breeze, so ball isn't exactly jumping off the bat. And center and right field, it's much, much tougher to do serious damage. Shane McGuire did, though. Line drive home run went to right field into the bullpen. Jason Rosario takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Rockhounds winning 3-2 on Friday, 7-1 last night, lead 5-0 here. Trying, obviously, for a mini sweep. Chopper out towards second base, and that will be handled by Espinosa. Throw to first base in plenty of time. Rosario is retired. So it is two up, two down. And the top of the order, Jacob Wilson, 1-for-3. Hounds and Amarillo, Tuesday evening, 6:30 will be our start time for opening night. And the Hounds will be at home. This is one of only two three-game series all year. Hounds will play both of those here, in fact. Next one in July, sometime after the All-Star break. swing and a line drive up the middle, a base hit. Well, again, that looked to be middle out, and Jacob just absolutely squared up on it and lined it into center field for a two-out single. He's 2-for-4. Probably had a chip on his shoulder from the error in the bottom half of the fifth inning. But really, this has been a very well-played series defensively. Both teams, really, that was the first error, in fact, for the Rockhounds in the game. Now Cooper Bowman, one on and two men down. Cooper swings, fouls it back, 0-1. Coop 0-for-3 in this game. And a 2-for-12 to start the season, but one of the two, two-run home run, actually. He had three RBIs last night, two of them on the long ball. 0-1 count. Well, Jacob Wilson, a mile and a half off the bag, swinging a foul away. Well, some guys very active, just the physical presence and the movement, the bouncing on the balls of your feet and back and forth. And Jacob was past the cut in the infield grass, which is that corner cut in the infield grass. And that's pretty good measuring stick in this ballpark. That's a big lead, just swing and a miss, and Cooper is up and down on three pitches. So he has had a tough evening at the plate after the big night last night. No runs on the Jacob Wilson single, no errors, and dancing off first base, Jacob is stranded to end the inning. We're in the middle of the sixth inning, and we're talking about the four-peat 2016 this time around when the Hooks and Hounds were forefront on our Rockhounds retrospective.
In recounting the four-peat, it's important to pause at title number 3. When the Rockhounds made it a hat-trick in 2016, they became just the fourth team ever to win 3 straight titles and the first since the Fort Worth Panthers in 1922. The 16 season was a virtual replay of the previous year. The Rockhounds and Corpus Christi were again the league's two best clubs. The Hounds edged the Hooks in the division series and again defeated Northwest Arkansas to win the title. But it was also a season defined by a single swing of the bat. Dio Sergi Rosas' walk-off grand slam in the last of the ninth in Game 3 of the division series. Dio and that swing will be the subject of their own segment. The 2016 club was led by Texas League Player of the Year Matt Chapman and an outstanding pitching staff that posted a league-best 3.49 team ERA. The team was guided by Texas League Manager of the Year Ryan Christensen and again followed a so-so first half with a spectacular second. The Hounds went 44-25 to win the second half and 6-2 in the postseason, a combined mark of 50-27. Ryan Christensen managed the Rockhounds in 2015 and 16. In the second half and playoffs combined in those two seasons, his teams went 105-50. 2016 saw the first Texas League hat trick in nearly a century, powered by a grand slam for the ages. And, as it turned out, there was one more chapter yet to be written.
Bottom of the sixth, back in Corpus Christi, and Jack Cushing's first delivery runs a bit high to Jacob Melton. Struck out and hit by pitches last time, which got a little scary, but he's okay and still in the game. Well, we've seen some great baseball between these two teams. We really have. And one of our next segments will be that Dio Sergi Rosa grand slam. Hard hit ball and one hop to first, but Brennan Malone is right there, and he will get to the bag ahead of Melton. Can't mess around if it's Jacob Melton running down the line, but Brennan got there in plenty of time for the out. So Jacob Melton bounces out to first base, and Colin Barber will be the batter. Struck out twice against Ryan Cusick. Jack Cushing is the pitcher of record for the Rockhounds. Ryan Cusick going 4 innings. But a very, very solid start. Barber, left-handed hitter, swings to the first pitch. It's a high fly ball, right field side toward the line, toward the seats. Which will it be? Trinkle is over there. Did he catch that? He got it right on the edge of the stands. That was actually out of our line of sight. The stands jet up pretty quickly here, down about halfway down the right field line, and Caden reached up and made that play very near the railing. That is a really good piece of defense. Foul ball out handled by Caden Trinkle. And here's Kennedy Corona, 0-for-1 with a walk, two stolen bases, and a strikeout. First pitch swing, pops it up left side. Jacob Wilson on the outfield grass. No mistake that time. Looked it securely in the glove. And the inning is over quickly on four pitches. So Jack Cushing retires the side not only in order, but doggone fast. So we go to the top of the stretch inning in Corpus Christi with the Rockhounds leading the Hooks 5-0.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning, Colby Thomas will lead it off. He is 1-for-3. He's hit the dickens out of the ball twice. One of those, a solo home run on an 0-2 pitch. Swings at Michael Knorr's first offering and nubs it foul back to the screen, 0-1. So it's Colby, then Denzel Clark and Shane McGuire. Rockhounds 5, Hooks nothing. Hooks have one hit. Again, they have threatened without a lot of hits. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 0-2. Had two on and nobody out in both the fourth and fifth. A walk and a hit batsman in the fourth, a single and an error in the fifth. But Ryan Cusick and Jack Cushing respectively getting out of those innings. Swinging the fly ball to right, reached for that a little bit. Did Colby, drifting in is Colin Barber. Plenty of time and room, and on this overcast evening makes the play. One man down in inning number 7. Well, here's Denzel. And, man, as he comes to the plate, now this may or may not be his last trip to the dish in this series, but guys are going to board the bus for the, well, 8-hour trip, including the stop somewhere around Junction. Denzel stands in, takes up and away for a ball. So that long ride coming up, and right now he is 0-for-12. With a half dozen strikeouts, he ripped it his last time up and right at the shortstop. Takes just outside. Oh, got there. Outside part of the plate. And again, upper edge strike, outside part of the plate. That's been called this evening. That's a borderline. I think that's a, it's kind of a, just depends on the guy behind the dish. At least for now, until automation takes over. Swing and a miss. Off speed pitch, 1-2. And boy, for Denzel, I mean, you just don't want to pack a series over with you, especially with the high expectations for this young man coming into the year, the 1-2, and he fought it off and sent it wide of first base, foul ball. Past first base coach and hitting coach Daryl Kennedy, assistant hitting coach actually for a guy with a tremendous resume. Talk a little more about the field staff when we get home on Tuesday. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, struck him out. One for Denzel. Wow. It has been a rough start to the year. He is now 0-for-13 with 9 strikeouts.
Hey,
Man, baseball can be an absolutely brutally cruel game. Just from the mental side of things. My goodness. Here's Shane McGuire. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty 0-1 against Michael Knorr. Michael Knorr, by the way, is the piggyback starter in this game, and I failed to mention that in the last inning. Casey Ford pitched the bridge inning. Jose Fleude went the first four, ran into trouble in the fourth inning. Casey Ford pitching the fifth, and now Michael Knorr, so he will go perhaps the rest of the way. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 1-1. Shane McGuire, who was a late addition to the lineup, replacing Daniel Susak, has walked twice and homered. The home run broke the scoreless tie in the fourth, and the line drive into the right field bullpen takes just low and away, 2-1. Crowd grumbling at that. Ah, our first discernible come on blue from the crowd. And one of my favorite hack expressions, too. And I have about 1,000 of them myself. Pitch, bouncing ball, foul, wide of first base, 2-2. If you just casually say it, of course, that's just fine. But if you say come on blue for added emphasis, it's not working. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Michael Knorr, tall right-hander, delivers. Ooh, fired that one way up and away. Full count now, 3-2. Michael, second rounder out of Coastal Carolina. And he goes in at 6'5", 245. Delivery is swung on and fouled straight back. Ooh, that clank on the, as you think you heard, the press box just to our left. Well, you have Michael Knorr at 6'5", 245. The guy before him was Casey Ford at 6'6", 275. So that's 12 feet 11 inches and 520 pounds, as best I can tell. That was quick arithmetic. Sorry, Miss Hilburn. Delivery again to Shane, swung on, foul back. So McGuire doing battle here in his first game of 2024. Of course, Daniel Susak, who has started the first two games at catcher, as a top five prospect. So Shane, I would imagine, will still get some work. The Rockhounds have only 2 catchers on the roster this year. They have had 3 much of last year. Swinging a foul back. So the guys could rotate in a little bit of DH and first base. But Brendan Malone and Jack Winkler have been the first baseman. So for Shane, this is his first ball game. 2 catchers on the roster, of course. Normally, you don't utilize your backup guy as a DH. A little shot to the left side, and that's gloved on a diving catch by Chad Stevens. Went airborne and got it. Soft line drive, inside out swing, outfield grass toward the chalk. And Chad Stevens, boy, he hit the deck hard, but he's A-OK. That is a tremendous catch by Chad Stevens. Little flare and a beauty for the end of the inning. And 3 up, 3 down. Go to the Rockhounds. Hounds are going to go back to the bullpen as we go to the bottom half of inning number 7. And it's 7th inning stretch time. Take me out of the ball game in Corpus Christi. Hounds 5, hooks nothing.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The 7th inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
But it's not Mr. Otani. I don't know, maybe that's a good thing right now. Nah, kidding. It is the Rockhound Shohei. Shohei Tomioka is on the pitch. Very likable right-hander from Japan. Well, I did not think we would See Shohei, this year he went up to Las Vegas a year ago. Very well-deserved promotion. Thought he might open the year there. And he will come on in the seventh inning. He just always seems to have a smile on his face. Terrific, terrific young man. Great story, of course. The A's found him basically in an industrial league in Japan. Tell you more on that story. This early season continues. Check the numbers on Jack Cushing. He goes two innings, gives up one hit, has one strikeout. He is the pitcher of record with two scoreless. Shane McGuire out to talk to Shohei. And he'll face Chad Stevens, who finished the top half of this inning with just a tremendous diving catch. Thing of beauty. Really, really timed it well. Went airborne running toward the line. So Chad Stevens will be the batter. Ryan Robleski and J.C. Correa to follow. Bottom of the seventh inning. Rockhounds lead it 5-0. Our non-Googleable coming up. Stevens, right-handed hitter. Shohei fires just down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Shohei Tomioka, right-hander, 5'11", just under 200 pounds from Kurobe, Japan. Stretch and pitch, and that'll sail down and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Chad Stevens, a strikeout in the second inning, popped out to first baseman Brennan Malone in the fourth. Shohei set, 2-0 count. Pitch to Stevens, fouled back. Count goes 2-1. Our non-Googleable trivia brought your way by Bud Light. Thank you to 1970 and an opening day that brought a whole bunch of joy to a certain Midwest city. 2-1 pitch. Tempted, did not go. A little check swing, but he easily held up. So 3-1 here. Shohei, command is usually not an issue with the right-hander. There's number 40 on the back of that bright orange Hounds jersey. Pitch to the corner. Nope, down and away. Ball four. So leadoff man is on base. Again, the Hooks have actually, in the ballgame's 5-0. So the Hounds have a significant advantage, but the Hooks, on benefit of only one base hit in this game, have threatened pretty seriously twice. And have the leadoff man on here. And here is Ryan Robleski, who has the only hit. He might have two had it not been for Cooper Bowman on a tremendous play back in the second inning. One on, nobody out. Pitch down the middle for a strike, 0-1. 1970, the first home game in Milwaukee Brewers history. It's played at a place called County Stadium. That was the home of the old Milwaukee Braves. Old Boston Braves, for that matter. Check swing, didn't go, 1-1. And they had about 30,000 very happy fans to have the Brewers in town. The joy was tempered by the fact they lost to the Angels 12-0. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a foul back. So it was the first home game in Milwaukee Brewers history, 1970, but it was not the first home opener in that franchise's history. Where was their first home opener played? We're looking here for a city. Give you a couple of pitches. And there's a grumble and a really great story attached to it. Here's the 1-2. Hard hit ball at shortstop. Jacobs got it. Goes to Cooper and on for the double play. 6-4-3. Sure hands that time. Willie to Coop. I like that. And on to first baseman Brennan Malone. So the walk is wiped away on the double play. And basically, the moment that Jacob looked that into the glove, that was probably going to be a double play. That ball was sharply hit on one hop, and it was ripped by Robleski. So the Hounds turn the double play, and here is J.C. Correa with the bases suddenly empty. He swings line drive right field, and that is going to be caught on a move. Caden Trinkle hauls it in. We'll give you the answer as we break, as go to break here, okay? Milwaukee Brewers' first ever home game was on this date, 1970, but it was not the franchise's first ever home opener. That came in 1969 in what city? in Seattle, Washington. I'm still grumbling and will tell you the amazing tale of the Pilots becoming the Bruins. After 7 in Corpus Christi, the Hounds are on top 5-0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
It's been an interesting ball game. The Rockhounds broke a scoreless tie with a very impressive fourth inning. Added a fifth run in the fifth. The Hooks threatened to counter in each of those two innings, but did not. So the game feels perhaps a bit closer, and you just feel it's been a different kind of game than maybe just 5-0 would tell you, because Corpus Christi has only one base hit. But again, a couple of walks, a hit batsman, an error. So they have had chances, but the Rockhounds have turned them aside. And through 7, the Rockhounds lead the game 5-0. Brennan Malone will lead it off in the top of the 8th inning with Caden Trankel and Jack Winkler to follow. Rockhounds 5 runs, 9 hits and an error. Corpus Christi no runs, 1 hit and 1 error. Brendan Malone takes a called strike from Michael Knorr. It's 0-1. The hit, by the way, was a clean hit by Ryan Robleski. 0-1 count. Pitch swung on and fouled away, 0-2. In that fourth inning, Shane McGuire broke the scoreless tie with a line drive home run into the right field bullpen. And then Brennan Malone, who is at the plate right now, singled, stole second. Caden Trankel, single, RBI, stole second. Pitch to the corner, called strike 3. Boy, an off-speed pitch, got that outside edge. And I don't think Brennan cared for the call, but I think he also realized, this baseball smarts, that has been called a strike. Frustrating pitch, and maybe not real happy with that part of the zone, but it's been called pretty consistently. So Trankel, an RBI single and a steal. Caden comes to the plate right now. Jack Winkler then singled, bringing home Trankel. He stole second and scored on Jason Rosario's single. It was a heck of a fourth inning. Ball one here to Caden Trankel, 1-0. So a home run followed, before all was said and done, by 5 consecutive singles. 3 of them producing runs. Pitch just inside, 2-0. The last of the singles did not produce a run, but Jacob Wilson's single came on an 0-2 pitch, which is always, just feel like that's a little bonus. Good piece of hitting. 2-0 pitch, fouled straight back. Big cut by Caden. 1-for-3 in the game, a single, steal, ribby, and a run, sandwiched between a couple of strikeouts. Rockhounds and Corpus wrapping things up this evening. Hounds are home on Tuesday. Amarillo in town. Swing and a high fly ball to right. High in the air for Barber. Very shallow right. Boy, the wind really caught that. Barber stayed back on it for a while. He comes way shallow to make that catch. Second baseman Espinosa was not far from that ball. Yeah, a little bit of wind picking up maybe. And again, the air, I would think, fairly heavy this early evening. Two men down for Jack Winkler. Jack, 1-for-3. Single, RBI, stolen base, run scored. Takes just off. Nope, got the outside corner. Again, that outside edge, it's a little tough to get a great feel for. But it has been called pretty consistently all early evening here in Corpus. Jack takes outside for a ball. 1-1. Jack Winkler, right-handed hitter. He's played both corners of the infield in this series, as he will often, one would think, for the Hounds. Good breaking pitch, swung on and missed by Michael Knorr with the breaking ball. Mention the Milwaukee Brewers, their first ever Milwaukee home opener, their first ever home opener as the Brewers in 1970. Called third strike, inning over. Wow, very quick. 1-2-3 inning, couple of punch outs in the inning for Michael Knorr, so he has looked sharp since coming on. He has struck out four and given up only one base hit. So we are bound for the bottom half of the eighth inning. Series finale here in Corpus Christi, Texas. And after 7.5, as the Hounds go back to the bullpen, get a pitching change here. The Rockhounds on top of the hooks, 5-0.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Last of the eighth inning, and the Hounds take a 5-0 lead into the frame. Rolando Espinosa, second baseman, will face Stevie Emanuel's right-hander. Was with the Rockhounds a short time last year. First pitch bounced foul wide at third base. Tommy Sacco Jr. and Logan Cerny, the 9-1-2 in the order here in the eighth, to face tall right-hander Stevie Emanuel's on the mound. One inning for Shohei Tomioka, one walk, but no other damage done. Stevie looking in for the sign, 6'5", 230 from Bellevue, Washington. That's part of the Seattle area. Pitch down the way for a ball. One ball and one strike. Well, Espinosa is 0-2, but he could easily be 2-2. He is tired on a really good play by Cooper Bowman and lined out sharply to third baseman Jack Winkler's last time. He takes a strike from the outside edge, 1-2. Well, Stevie is from Seattle. Well, that's good. We get a little unintentional continuity. The Seattle Pilots existed for 1 year in Seattle, Washington. They played at an old minor league ballpark, one which is near and dear to my heart. Saw a lot of games there. Swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Espinosa. As Stevie whiffs the first batter he sees in 2024. And when the Major League club came to Seattle, they tried to build Seattle's six Seattle stadiums, named after a guy named Emil Sick, S-I-C-K. They tried to, you know, build it up as best they could. It was makeshift as best for even in 1969 for the majors. Swing and a miss, Sacco, and the count is 0-1. To Tommy Sacco, switch hitting shortstop in this one. And the Pilots had a lot of trouble. They actually were bankrupt by early 1970. Swinging a pop foul. Is this going to be handled? I think it will. Jack Winkler, yep, he's got it. Boy, that ball up in the sky, and glad Jack had a look at it. But a pop foul is handled by the Rockhounds' third baseman. And that one just did not get anywhere near the seats, so Jack takes care of that. Two down. Here's Logan Cerny. So the Pilots went to spring training, and Bud Selig, yeah, the guy who went on to become commissioner, was the owner in Milwaukee, and he had his eye on moving that team to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Pitch outside for a ball. And to make an excruciatingly long story short, the team was in spring training and did not know to which city it would be going after spring training. Pitch swung on and missed, one and one. Good off-speed pitch from Stevie. So, literally, when the bus and the trucks and everything pulled out from Arizona, they didn't know if they were going to go basically straight north to Seattle or northeast of Milwaukee. Swinging a high fly ball, well struck, deep center field. Denzel, does he have room? He does, edge of the track. Boy, Logan Cerny got all 6 ounces of that baseball and drove it deep, but it's handled by Denzel. That's some quick innings. Time I started with some trivia. That's okay. You know what? Baseball is the important thing. Final quick note on that when we return and go to the ninth inning. 1-2-3 for Stevie Emanuels, the Seattle area native, and we'll finish that quick saga. Got a great final thing for you as we go to the top of the ninth. The Rockhounds lead the Hooks. Our score in Corpus Christi, 5-0.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens. It's Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth inning in Corpus Christi, Jason Rosario takes a big cut at Michael Knorr's first offering, comes up empty. Hounds 5, Hooks nothing. Knorr with a delivery, backdoor delivery, and that is going to be chopped to shortstop there to make play of Sacco. Quick release, high throw, great catch and tag coming down on the bag, first baseman J.C. Correa. Sacco had to hustle that boy. Rosario, who was a left-handed hitter, got down the line in a hurry. Sacco made a good play to get there, but his throw was high. Correa had to leap to make the play. And came down on the bag just ahead of Rosario by maybe a half step. One up, one down. Here's Jacob Wilson, 2-for-4 on this Sunday evening in Corpus Christi. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Just real quickly to finish. Had some really quick innings in this game. Hey, no complaint on that at all, ever. I'm talking about the Seattle Pilots becoming the Milwaukee Brewers. When they left spring training, they still had Pilots uniforms. Ground ball up middle, got a chance. Sliding stop, but no play for Sacco. And a three-hit game for Jacob Wilson. 0 for his first two, 3 for his last three. Good effort by shortstop Tommy Sacco. But a base hit for Jacob. So Jacob Wilson is 3-for-5 in this one. And that's 5-for-13 to start the season. And that ain't, pardon the grammar, that ain't bad. Sorry, Miss Hilburn. Here's Cooper Bowman. One on, one out. Top of the ninth inning. Cooper 0-for-4 in the game. Takes up high for a ball. They were actually on the trip, as it turned out, to Milwaukee from spring training. They were actually tearing Seattle Pilot. Not badges, what am I looking for here? But they were basically altering the uniforms because they still said Seattle Pilots. They didn't know where they were going until the end of spring training. They were actually ripping the Seattle Pilot patches off the uniforms. So that was Bud Selig and the Milwaukee Brewers, and That was a long time ago, wasn't it? My goodness, that's 54 years ago. Still hold a grudge. Pitch to the outside corner, down and away for a ball, 2-1. Of course, eventually the Seattle Mariners came around. Even though they played in the King Dome, it was still a major league team. And, man, Safeco is just beautiful. Whatever it is, it's still Safeco now. Pop up right at the dish. And there to make the play is Robleski. So a very frustrating day for Cooper Bowman as he will pop out to the catcher right at the plate. There are two men down for Colby Thomas. He is 1-for-4. The one being a solo home run, and boy, it was a no-doubter. And back in the first inning, he went out, but it was on a line drive to left field. One man on and two men down. The base runner is Jacob Wilson. Rock counts 5, hooks nothing. In the top of the ninth, Hounds have out-hit Corpus 10-1. Pitch up high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. And Hooks mentioned a couple of opportunities, but those opportunities came with only one base hit included. Pitch bounces up there. Really good stop by Robleski. And Jacob Wilson wisely does not try to get to second base. Two balls and no strikes to count. Ryan Cusick went the first 4. No runs, no hits. 2 walks, 6 Ks, and a hit batsman. Jack Cushing gave up the 1 hit in 2 innings with 1 strikeout. He's the pitcher of record. Pitch swung on, ground ball, a couple of hops. Is sharply to third base to throw to second, and it will go the short way, although a pretty long throw from Stevens to Espinosa, and the inning is over. So for the Rockhounds, no runs on a base hit. Well, the last few innings have been dominated by defense. Not a lot going on in a while, but the Rockhounds maintain the advantage. And it looks like the Hounds will go back to the bullpen, and I believe that will be David Leal, the left-hander, who will jog in. So the Hounds bid to complete this mini-sweep. We shall see to the bottom of the ninth in Corpus Christi. The Hounds lead the Hooks 5-0.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Well, wouldn't you know it, the velocity readout is not working here, and that's always so much fun when David Leal comes to the mound. He does not throw hard. He's dropping down a little bit more this season, almost giving you that, I think he's a straight submariner. Boy, pretty doggone close to it, so they've adjusted David's delivery. We'll talk with Paul Abbott about that, our Rockhounds pitching coach in 2024. So David Leal on the mound to try to close it out. 5-0, bottom of the ninth inning. Jacob Melton, Colin Barber, and Kennedy Corona. 3-4-5 in the order. Hounds lead 5-0. Melton 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch and a stolen base. Leal, first pitch just outside for a ball, 1-0. So lefty-lefty matchups with the first two batters. Two left-handers. Everybody else right-handed or a switch hitter in the Hooks' order. Stretch and pitch, and that'll get there. Called strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Still playing under Mother Nature's light. It's been overcast pretty much start to finish. And as mentioned, not nearly as breezy as we had the first two nights. Pitch by Leal. Just missed the outside corner. 2-1 the count. And David Leal, left-hander, goes in at 6'4", 228. Home is Houston, Texas. Pitch swung on and foul back. Count 2-2. Jacob Melton, the outstanding prospect. Slow start for him. He's 1-for-11. Again, was hit by a pitch and stole a base earlier. Really got, you know, that plunked. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air to left field. That will carry a little, but over the shoulder, hauling it in, Colby Thomas. Boy, last night or Friday, either one, that ball probably gets to the wall. I don't know that it would have gotten out. It was a fairly low line drive as Melton went opposite way. Nice catch by Colby Thomas. Didn't have a whole lot of time to go back and adjust on it. Made the catch over the shoulder. It's one of the electronic billboard signs they have here. Now Colin Barber takes a back pitch and a big swing at it and a foul ball straight back 0-1. A tip of the cap. I meant to do this earlier, and then we had a four-pitch inning right when I had it lined up to do. A's beat Detroit today 7-1. Zach Geloff, 4-for-5, home run, triple, 4 ribbies. Backed up pitch, swung on and missed 0-2. Just one of the classiest kids you ever want to meet, and one of the really outstanding young players in the big leagues. Joe Boyle, former Hound, got the win. No runs, couple of hits over 5 innings for Joe. Leal yanks this one down and away. It is David. 1-2. Lawrence Butler got in that game and doubled. Darryl Hernandez didn't get to the plate, but he played, and he's made the big league roster. I think he's going to be a really good big league player. Maybe not a star, but a really good player. Swinging a foul back. Count stays 1-2, so the A's winning today. And it's interesting, only 10 games. So, I mean, it's a zillion light years from the end of the season, but the A's are 2-1 on the road. That was at Detroit. They are 1-6 at home, quote, end quote. 1-2 pitch, just inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Boy, it is that's just becoming a saga. But Zach Geloff, truly, absolutely a ray of light for the A's. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, lifted in the air, left field. This one toward the corner, and this one's going to do some damage. It's going to find the base of the wall. Nicely played by Thomas. Throw, they got a chance. Boy, that almost got him at second base. But a double for Colin Barber with one man out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Very similar swing to that of Jacob Melton. He took it opposite way, as did Melton. But that one had a little more on it, a little more of a line drive, and it eluded Colby Thomas. No chance, I don't think, for Colby to make the play. I'm going to watch on the replay. Ball got to the base of the wall. He retrieved it really quickly, and that was a very close boy. Looked at the replay, really close play. But a good AB for Barber. He got down in the count 0-2. Comes back with a double. Second hooks hit. Backdoor pitch called strike to Kennedy Corona, and it's 0-1. So both Melton and Barber going opposite field against the left-hander David Leal. Pitch swung on, fouled back by Corona. It's 0-2. Kennedy 0-for-2 in the game with a walk, so he's 0-for-10. That is in the series, of course. He's walked and stolen 2 bases in this game. 0-2 stretch, pitched by Leal, swung on, hit in the air to right center field. Denzel is there, call and catch. 2 men down in the top of the ninth inning. And the batter will be Chad Stevens, 0-for-2 with a strikeout, a pop out to first, and a walk in this one. Boy, and just a tremendous defensive play a little bit earlier in this one on the little flare off the bat of Shane McGuire. With a diving catch. Excellent defender is Chad Stevens. Pitch by Leal, backdoor delivery, and that's fouled away, and the count is 0-1. So, 2 down in the bottom of the ninth inning with 1 man on. Rockhounds, we're trying to pack the bags. Happily so. Stevens ready to go. Pitch by Leal. Comes in very aggressive, but missed a little bit inside. 1-1. And if Corpus Christi does not rally back, and I'm saying this just as a general observation, no jinxing intended, 1-1 pitch, drops down low, 2-1. If the score does not change, or at least the team leading does not change in this half inning, home teams will have gone 1-14 on opening weekend of the Texas League. 2-1 pitch, that's looped foul. I'm going to get into the stands. It'll rattle around. I tried to make the old catch it with your hat, or in this case, cap. I just don't know that that's a good idea with a baseball that's traveling that far that fast, but he tried. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out in the ninth. Pitch by David. Fly ball, right field. Well struck. And over the shoulder and hauling it in. Ball game over. My goodness. Opposite field drive to right. Caden Trinkle made one of the best plays of this series, and he had his back to us. And first base umpire's hand went up in the air, and of course, and eventually he was signaling out, but I thought he might have been signaling home run. That was right on the edge of the bullpen fence, which is 4.5 feet. And Caden made that catch over the shoulder. Don't see that many deep to right field in this series, but a terrific catch by Caden Trinkle to end the inning, end the game, and end the series. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. And the Rockhounds have started this season with a 3-game sweep. And, well, love the smiles and the high fives. They've got a camera right on Gregorio Petit as he greets his guys. Tell you what, if you can't get along with Gregorio Petit, man, it is time for a checkup. He is just something. And he is greeting his guys. Homecoming for Gregorio was mentioned. Managed the Hooks for a couple of years. And he comes back and exchanges a high five with Paul Abbott, the Rockhounds pitching coach. As the guys go to the dugout, to the clubhouse, they'll head to the bus and head for home, and they'll head there with a 3-game sweep in which, my goodness, they gave up 3 runs, didn't they? That's very difficult arithmetic, 2+1+0. Yeah, that took me a moment or two. Just absolutely tremendous. Couple of chances for the Hooks in this game, but the Hounds denied it, and they go on to win it by the final score of 5-0. Doesn't get much better than that. The opening weekend here, the Rockhounds win 3 in a row. So a tip of the cap to the guys. Wish them a happy and safe journey home. And we'll come back and wrap this thing up in just a couple of moments as the Rockhounds win it. Final score from Corpus Christi, Hounds 5, Hooks 0.
When the game goes into overtime. But game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 5 runs on 10 base hits, 1 error, the only error of the series, though. So 5-10-1 for the Rockhounds. And for Corpus Christi, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors, 0-2-0 in this ballgame. 2 home runs, Shane McGuire, who broke a scoreless tie, and as it turns out, that was, in fact, the deciding run in the game. That's his first. In fact, it was his first, well, not his first plate appearance, his first at-bat of 2024. And it was part of a 4-run fourth inning. The Rockhounds' final run comes on Colby Thomas's second home run in as many games. And, boy, it was legit. So home runs for Shane McGuire, his first. Colby Thomas, his second. Jack Cushing will be the winning pitcher in this game. Jack 1-0, his first appearance of the season. And the loss goes to Jose Fleude. And boy, he pitched pretty well for three innings. And again, you can see young guy, just his first full or second full season of pro ball. But the Hounds got to him in the fourth. We'll recount that here in just a couple of moments. And so he will take the loss. Starter was Ryan Cusick. He went four innings. Does not figure in the decision, of course, with just the four innings, but he pitched very, very well. Jack Cushing, as mentioned, gets the win, and then single scoreless innings, part of the two-hit combined shutout for Shohei Tomioka, Stevie Emmanuels, and David Leal. So five Hounds pitchers combined on the combined two-hitter, and the Rockhounds make it a three-game sweep. So scores of 3-2, 7-1 last night, and 5-0 here this afternoon. The Rockhounds outscore the Hooks in this series by a 15-3 count. Take a quick look at that fourth inning and the single swing by Colby Thomas. When we come back, we're going to pack the bags. And we are heading for home. We'll do that when Rockhounds baseball continues and concludes in just a moment.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Last couple of nights, they've had fireworks here in Corpus Christi with the Hounds, of course, winning the games. The kids, as we do on Sundays, kids are running the bases, so at least going to have a few happy folks here. In fact, they have a bunch of them. They got a bunch of kids here. Had a pretty good bunch at 3,412 on hand, I am told. As this one goes into the books with the Rockhounds winning it. Well, Ryan Cusick, to his credit, got out of a jam in the fourth inning, and likewise Jack Cushing in the fifth. There were two men on and nobody out in each of those innings. The Rockhounds leading 4-0 going to the bottom of the fourth and 5-0 going to the bottom of the fifth. And so the Hooks had only the two base hits, but they did have an opportunity in each of those innings to get on the board and really change the complexion of the game. But Ryan Cusick in the fourth, Jack Cushing in the fifth did not allow them to take advantage. And 5-0 will be the score. The fourth inning, boy, if you could bottle this and repeat it. Nobody on and two men out. Scoreless game, top of the fourth. Shane McGuire lines the first pitch he sees into the right field bullpen. Solo home run, just a line shot. Hounds led 1-0. It will be the first of six consecutive hits. The McGuire home run, followed by consecutive singles by Brennan Malone, Caden Trinkle, Jack Winkler, Jason Rosario, and Jacob Wilson. Malone will single. He'll steal second. See if you sense a pattern for me here. He singles, steals second. Caden Trinkle, single, RBI, scores Malone. Trinkle, steals second. Jack Winkler, singles. Trinkle scores. Winkler steals second. Rosario, Jason at the plate, singles. That will score Winkler, who stole second. So, Brennan Malone, Caden Trinkle, and Jack Winkler, single, steal, run scored. Single RBI, steal, run scored. Single RBI, stolen base, run scored. And then Jason Rosario, the RBI single. Jacob Wilson, who finished with three consecutive singles in his last three ABs. That single in the fourth, good piece of hitting on an 0-2. And then Colby Thomas caps the scoring with just a no-doubter home run to left field. He went 4-for-5 last night, could easily have been 5-for-5. He was 1-for-5 in this game with a home run, but he also lined out sharply to left. So Colby really swinging the bat extremely well. Rockhounds got contributions almost top to bottom in the order. Cooper Bowman, who had a good ball game last night, going 2-for-5 with a homer. He went 0-for-5. Denzel Clark went 0 for 4. We talked about it. That's a concern, but Rockhounds go 3-0 with their cleanup guy going 0 for 13 in the series. So certainly there was plenty to go around. And not a whole lot of offense on Friday night, but the last couple, the Rockhounds have swung the bats extremely well. And as mentioned, outscore the Hooks 15-3 in this series. Pitching, just outstanding. The Rockhounds allowed 3 runs in this series. And I've said it, and it's not sour grapes in any way, not demeaning in any way. The folks here in Corpus who know this yard better than I said the same thing. Brady Basso gave up a 2-run home run. It was windblown. That's 2 of the 3 runs given up in the entire series. So the pitching was absolutely outstanding. It saved the day on Friday, and, boy, just a great combination of pitching and hitting on Saturday evening and now Sunday evening here in the Rockhounds 3-0. Again, just a stunning weekend in Texas League Baseball. The visiting teams, let's do it that way. The visiting teams this weekend went 14-1. 4 sweeps, and Frisco took 2 out of 3 at Wichita. So, boy, I can't remember that ever happening before. I'm sure it has because the league's been around a long time. But, boy, that is unusual to say the least. Rockhounds home on Tuesday to face the Amarillo Sod Poodles, defending Texas League champions. They will be grumpy. They were absolutely blasted by San Antonio in a 3-game sweep at Hodgetown. 39-14 was the combined score in that series between the Missions and the Sod Poodles. Well, the Seagulls have arrived, and I don't know, it looks like an Alfred Hitchcock horror movie right now. It looks like the birds. I've never seen quite this many seagulls hovering over the stands. I think it's time maybe to close the windows and to head for home. Look forward to seeing you on Tuesday. It'll be a Tuesday through Sunday series, Hounds and the Sod Poodles, and we will see you at about 6:20 on Tuesday evening to start our home season. Thank you so much for coming on board. Hey, we got through the first weekend, and the guys on the field did a heck of a job. So thank you so much. So very good to be back with you on Rockhounds Radio. And look forward to seeing you on Tuesday on radio and MILB-TV as well. Rockhounds complete a 3-game sweep with a Sunday evening win here. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Whataburger Field, and the Hounds win it. First game 3-2, last night 7-1, and Sunday evening a 5-0 shutout to complete a season-opening sweep. And until Tuesday, Bob Hard saying so long, Red, so long, Leo, so long, Mr. Scully. And so long, my friends, from the beach at Corpus Christi.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.